Welcome to the Art of Marketing podcast with Devin Grillo. Super glad to have you here today. And the question we're really looking to answer is, how do I grow my business? How do I grow my personal brand? And the answer is marketing. How's it going, everybody? It's Devin Grillo here. Thanks so much for tuning in on the Art of Marketing podcast. And so today I just want to talk a little bit about why I think it's so important that you establish your business as the expert in your community. So odds are, if you're in any kind of a bigger, medium-sized town or city, that you have competition, right? And so what determines whether people are going to go to your small business or somebody else's is really who's the expert, who's online, who can I find, who's more accessible, really. And that's the issue that a lot of small businesses run into, is they're losing customers just because you can't find them when you look their name, when you type their business into Google. You go to look up their Facebook page or look at their reviews or whatever it is, you can't find them, right? They're just not there. Because I guarantee you, when you search for example, like a gym near me, you see like the top four or five that come up there, but there's probably another four or five that aren't even on there, right? And if you're one of those businesses that aren't even on there, you're missing the boat, because there are people actively searching and looking and wanting your service or your product, but you're just not there, right? And so the statistic that I looked at and that kind of brought this all to mind is just that they said, I can't remember the source where I read it, but I looked it up. That doesn't make me sound very credible, but they said that 80% of your customers, of small business customers, will look up your business before going to you or buying from you. 8 out of 10 of your customers are looking you up online. And if you're not online, odds are you're missing a good first impression, an opportunity to really establish your business as the expert and establish yourself as being like an authority. Like, here's my business. We're up front. We're not like hidden, or we're not inactive, right? We're here. We're ready. We're ready for you. And you can view us and contact us and all that stuff, all the good stuff, all the marketing stuff, you can look at, but it's not a game of like trying to find you way down the page, or trying to find your Facebook account, or trying to find somebody who's left you a review, right? Those are all important things that you should really have as a small business, because that's ultimately what's going to determine whether somebody goes to you or your competition. And if you don't have it, it's going to be really hard, right? So the fact of the matter is just that you need to be online. And then once you're online and you've got your account set up and you're starting to come up with a little bit of a strategy, you start to understand, this is what I need to do, and then that's great. But the next thing is, you need to become not just somebody that shows up and like you're in there amongst your competitors, but you need to rise to the top and become the expert in your area and in your industry, right? So if there's, for example, like four or five other gyms, you want to become the number one gym. When people search for you, you're the first one that comes up. When people go on Facebook, they see your ad because they're in your area, right? And there's all that marketing stuff we can do and you can set up that will help you to become that expert. Because people ultimately are going to go towards like the expert business. They're not going to go towards the entry-level business that they can't even find online, right? People are going to naturally gravitate towards the businesses that establish themselves as an expert. And being an expert requires you to be online, and not only be online, but be on there consistently. Consistently sharing value, sharing knowledge, sharing information, sharing resources that all feed back to bringing people into your business. So there's kind of like a whole art to it, really. And that's why this podcast is called The Art of Marketing, just because there's a whole, how do you say it? Like, there's a whole flow to the way everything works together. And so there's a lot of marketing agencies, they'll just try to sell you on one thing. Buy our email marketing package and you'll have all your problems solved. And that's great, but it's not going to solve, it's not like a complete solution, because everything works together. People don't just go and look at one thing like, okay, great, they found your business when they search for it on Google. But then if you're not on Facebook, then like they can't engage with you there. But then your competition's on Facebook. They're going to start engaging with them on Facebook, not you. So you got to be like everywhere. You got to be omnipresent, right? So it's just some thoughts. And if you're a small business owner, you know somebody who is, I highly encourage you to either share this with them or really take this to heart as to like, this is what you need to be doing. This is where the world is moving, and it's already moved. And if you're still behind, you have to catch up. And if you don't, your business is going to struggle, or it's going to, at best, just stay where it's at. So if you're serious about really growing your business or staying up to date or taking your business to the next level, I can assure you that digital marketing is the little puzzle piece that you're missing right now. And if you get that and you start to implement it effectively, it's going to make a difference. Guarantee you. And the other thing I want to mention too is if you can try to do it yourself. And if you are tech savvy and you know how to do it, awesome. Go for it. You can piece it all together through tutorials and all that online. It's perfectly fine. But if you start to go and you're like, I need somebody to help me with this, I would just really recommend you stay away from actually hiring somebody to do it, because you can hire like a marketing person to actually like employ them, but after taxes and salary and all that, you're going to be looking at close to the average is $80,000 a year for your average small business marketing manager, and I don't think that's your best route. Odds are they've gone through the traditional college structure, and that structure doesn't teach you the social media side of things very much. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing that. I'm just saying, because I did it and I have my bachelor's in interactive media design. So I did that and it's been a great help. But I'm saying that you need the real world experience, and you need something that's tried and tested. And most of the time, if you hire somebody, they're not going to, unless they've spent 10 years doing digital marketing, they're not going to have the experience at the price point and the salary that you're going to have to pay them. So really, all in all, just to wrap this up, I think that your best bet is just to go and find a marketing agency who's going to treat you well, who's going to understand what you need, and it's going to be at a price point that fits you. And so my agency actually does that, refineconnection.com. We offer very complete, affordable solutions, and it's really at a price point that is extremely affordable for small business owners. And I guarantee you, it's not going to be easy to find that our price points anywhere else, just because they're extremely competitive. I can tell you now that most agencies that you go to will charge you starting price $1,500 a month for very basic service. So if you check our website out, you can get a feel. And I'd love it if you contacted us, started a live chat with us, sent us an email, and we'd be happy to chat with you and help you out, get you started, see how we could best serve you. And so I'm looking forward to it. Just some things for you to keep in mind, though, as you go forward from here. You should really be looking into doing digital marketing, whether even if it's not with us. Like, I'm not even trying to entirely promote this in my brand and my agency. I'm just saying that whether you're going to do it yourself, you're going to go hire somebody else, you're going to hire us, you have to do it. You need to do it. And if you're not, you're going to fall behind. And at best, you're going to stay where you're at. So I just want to share that with you guys. And so hopefully you can take that and really think about it and implement something coming up soon. And we'll talk to you soon. See you later.